two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the two hot mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Nothing's Off Limits with these divas. Check them out.
Welcome to the Laughing with Letta podcast. And you know what? Anytime I can make my sister giggle, I've had a great day. And the host of the Life After Loss podcast, Darcia Handy, is on the phone lines with me today. Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You know what? You are just doing such amazing work. I have to take a pause right here and say I'm so proud of you. You started your Life After Loss podcast February 1st. You came out the gate. You killed it. Angel moms and dads tune in each week to hear your story, your journey, how you went from being suicidal to now being a successful businesswoman, an entrepreneur, raising your daughter, living your best life. And you're just giving so many people so much hope in the way you turned your misery into your ministry. Inspires everybody, including me, inspired me to, you know, be an autism advocate, to turn my pain into a profit. I mean, it's just, girl, I mean, you're not just helping the people that you're helping, but you're an example for everybody around you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. And you are as well. Thank you.
Girl, we're just trying to do it because this whole, girl, this COVID. I mean, I can't, girl, it's just too much. I'm like, you know what? If y'all want to hear about the COVID, go somewhere else because this is Laughing with Letta. And what we're going to do,
right.
If we're going to get on this show, we're going to be laughing about the COVID, okay?
That's right.
You know, I don't know if you want a Clorox cocktail or, girl, that man got on TV.
I know.
And talked about, I was like, even my babies with autism know better than that. I mean, you know, and the thing is that the companies that make Clorox and Lysol and all this sort of cleaning products, they do so much work to try to tell people, keep this away from kids, lock it up, stay away. When they made those, remember they had those Tide pods and they were real cute and kids were eating them and they were like, put it away. And now he's like, hey, why don't you try one? It might be like a Tic Tac and if it cleans your surfaces, maybe it'll clean your system. I was like, this dude here.
Yeah.
Girl, I ain't never even dated nobody that dumb. I mean, I just.
Well, you won't admit that you have. Anyway.
Girl, it was just, girl, I was thinking about this one dude that I dated back in, you know, in college, you try anything. And so I was dating this one guy in college and, girl, I think it was like when Tupac was out, so everybody was trying to date guys who had just got out of jail. It's like, remember that? Remember when Tupac was hot and you were talking to a dude and you'd be like, so tell me about yourself. He was like, oh, I'm a student at Morehouse College. You were like, hey, that, stop.
Yeah. Not you.
Not today. Not today, Satan. Get thee behind me. But you know, if you look down and dude got an ankle bracelet on, you're like, oh, he just like Tupac. He just got out of jail. What's your name? Girl, so I had one of those, like he couldn't drive, he couldn't vote. And I think while he was in jail, he had just learned how to read. Because every time we passed a billboard, he was reading the billboard.
No, and that's exactly what new readers do. No. No.
Girl,
I know big words now. I can read this billboard.
It was like he was trying to prove to me that he could read. Girl, he was reading the billboard and look at me and smile for approval. You know, like Taco Tuesday, 99-cent tacos, beef or chicken. And so when we got to the movies, I think we watched Jason's Lyric. Remember when Jason was lyric?
Yes.
Up?
Yes.
And so, girl, at the end of the movie, girl, he was reading all the credits, girl. I was like, this dude.
I'm so sorry. I snorted.
You did not. That's the first snort we ever had on the show. You are our inaugural snort.
I can't. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm going to need you to at least try to hold it together.
I got it now. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So, when 45 was making that announcement, did you see the person behind him?
Girl, that she's woman.
Like, oh, now my reputation is ruined.
Girl, she was like, I ain't never going to get another job. Unless it involves a costume, because everybody going to know my face.
Involves a costume.
She gonna be in all the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. That's the only job she gonna be. She gonna be in a float or a blimp or something. She gonna be waving inside of a Snoopy costume. Cause baby, anytime somebody see her in the HR department, they gonna be like, I know her from somewhere. You know how y'all know at first. I know her. She, girl, I done seen her somewhere before. She sure look familiar. Where we seen her before? And they pull up that name, they be like, girl, don't hire her.
Yeah. That's where I remember her from.
Girl, I don't even know why anybody would take a job with him. Girl, because he just go use you up and then toss you like a salad and then talk about you when you gone, girl. He is a beast. He is treacherous, girl. He is treacherous, girl. I'm just like, Poe Omarosa, girl, has anybody seen the roast? Has anybody seen the roast? Baby, he put some carrots and potatoes around that roast. He put some gravy on that roast and put it in the oven and walked away, girl.
Yes, girl.
He left Rosa, didn't he, girl?
To be honest, where is she?
Right? look, you really us concerned. Now, what is the roast? I don't know what a roast is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Girls, Mike Pence must have ate her, girl, because she is gone. The roast is gone. But you know what she did, girl? She turned her back on black folk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's one thing when you want to, you know, hang with whoever you want to hang with. That's cool. Right. We'll still love you. You know, we ain't like that. But if you're going to sit up here and just, like, act a fool with us and treat us bad and then, you know, think you're going to, you can't slap us in the face and then tap us on the back and, you know, ask for our support when you need it. You just can't do that.
Right.
You can't. Can't do that.
Right.
Girl, did you see the NFL draft? I know you probably didn't watch it.
Right.
But it wasn't even the draft. I didn't watch the draft. I watched the girlfriends of the players. Girl, let me tell you what happened. So this is one girl, little Becky. She's sitting in this guy's lap. He gets drafted, right? And instead of him being on camera, she lays on top of his head. And so she's on camera instead of him being on camera. And girl, the boy's mama comes behind her and tosses her like a rag doll. I mean, she literally with two fingers gave her the black mama pick up and drop. She didn't look, Becky didn't even know what was going on, girl. Becky was sitting there, and all of a sudden, she started moving, and then you just saw her body fly across the screen, and then you saw the black mama hand waving like, yeah, I told y'all don't bring that little girl around me no more.
Okay,
girl, you got to go see the video. You got to see the
video.
Girl, the video is amazing.
I'm going to look for that.
The video is amazing. That's probably what Donald Trump did with the roast. That's what I'm thinking. What happened with the roast? He picked up with the two, the black mama two-finger drag and drop, and the roast is toast. That's the roast is toast. Okay, that's going to be your homework. I don't know when you are going to grace me with your presence again and come back on Laughing with Letta, because it's been great laughing with my big sister, Darcia Handy, host of the Life After Loss podcast on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. But your job is to find out what happened with the roast.
I will report back as soon as I find out. I take it very seriously.
Okay, I take my duties very seriously.
Seriously. Yes.
I love you, girl.
I love you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. And thank you guys for joining me on Laughing with Letta on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength, so keep on laughing.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.